Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. And we call it Text Roulette. This is your chance at asking a question in your life, something we can help you solve. Go ahead and text it in to our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Then we'll spin the roulette wheel. We'll find out which text we should share. Maybe we'll have some answers for you between Elizabeth and I, or maybe you, Mixed Family, can help out as well.
Exactly. It's people helping people. So what question can we answer and solve for all of you this morning? Hit that refresh button, Radar. Let's spin that wheel.
32.
So we've got 10 per page on our text line.
That's what's great. You can send your questions 24/7 because based on the number that we land on, you have no idea if we're going to land on something that just came through now this morning.
Refresh. Okay.
Or last night or yesterday.
10, 20, 30, 1, 2. Whoa. Do you ever get those text messages that are kind of like a book or a story?
Oh, this is a long one.
This is a little bit longer.
Well, okay. Everybody. I like that. I want to know some more background info sometimes with these questions that you send in.
That's true, because sometimes it's just a one-line
question.
Yeah,
we don't even know if you're male or female or what.
Okay. Just want to proofread this. Want to make sure we vet it and so we don't say anything naughty. Okay, good.
How long is it?
It's
pretty long.
It's a chunk. Let's just say that. I had a friend recently out of nowhere tell me that she doesn't want to be my friend anymore. The excuse that she gave me was that I don't celebrate her wins.
Huh? Ooh.
Thought it was a very weird way for someone to end a friendship, and not true. I do celebrate her. Feel like it was a cop-out to not be friends anymore, and there's other reasons. What do you think? Oh, sounds like it's a friendship thing. Now, we've had relationship issues before, but I don't think we've ever had anything.
A friend breakup? I don't know that we've ever had that on the show.
It's almost like my friend broke up with me. Is there more to this?
Okay, if this person is feeling like there's more to the story, I'm from the belief of your gut will never steer you wrong. If you feel that there's more to us, there probably is. But typically when someone ends a relationship, it says more about that person sometimes than it does about you. And
no.
This listener needs to ask themselves, do you want to be friends with someone that doesn't want to have you in their life?
Is this a...
Because in order for friendships to work, funny, because this book, yet again, that I'm listening to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins.
Yeah, yeah.
I just finished the chapter on adult friendships.
Okay.
And how adult friendships will come and go, and it gets harder sometimes to keep these friendships. But that there's three pillars of what's needed for a friendship to work. Proximity.
Yeah, it's kind of tough if you're not.
Energy.
Close. Uh-huh.
And timing. So for this listener, do you want them to be your friend or not? If you do, then maybe you need to have that talk of saying, hey, wait, this hurts me that you would say that. How am I not celebrating your wins? What can I do to improve? Or let them let you go because you're probably better off. If they don't want to have you in your life, then let them go. But if you think there's more to the story, there probably is.
Is there a female-male like angle on this? Because you gave such a long explanation, almost like I remember girls doing in middle school and in high school, all that back and forth. For dudes, I do that second part of what Mel Robbins said. Ah, let them, bye. They'll come back when they want to come back. And this happened to me before. It's like, oh, what happened to the dude? He's gone. Then all of a sudden, it's like texting me back. Hey, dude, I saw you on Facebook. We should go get a beer. All of a sudden, it just comes, you know, what goes around comes around type of thing for dudes. We don't worry about this. Why is this such an issue? Oh, my friend kind of broke up with me. So what? Go get another friend. This person obviously doesn't want to be in your life.
Well, it sounds like they're hurt, feeling that there was a misunderstanding here. And maybe your friend has a low emotional intelligence. Maybe they're insecure.
That could be. Who knows?
I mean,
I say forget about it. I don't even know why this text had to be that long.
Well, they're probably hurt. We don't know the history of the relationship.
Find other friends or put all your energy into your other friends.
That part is true. But if it already has you sitting there feeling this isn't right and this feels off, then that's not a true friend. And you probably are better off if they're not in your life. I've never heard of someone actually have a friend break up with them, by the way.
Really?
I've never heard of someone doing that.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Usually it's just kind of, okay, you start to...
You just...
Comment less, text less, can't get together, and they get the hint.
They moved. We haven't talked to them for a while. I guess they have other friends. Oh, well. But this is like coming right out saying, look, you don't do this for me anymore. We're done.
So this is your chance to help out a mixed listener. 414-432-1099. You can call. You can text. Radar, read the question
one more
again.
Time? Okay. Here it comes. Big, long text coming your way. I had a friend recently out of nowhere tell me that she doesn't want to be my friend anymore. Aw. The excuse that she gave me was that I don't celebrate her wins. Thought it was a very weird way for someone to end a friendship and not true. I do celebrate her. Feel like it was a cop-out not to be friends anymore. And there's other reasons. What do you think? 414-432-1099. Call or text. Hi, Linda. What is your advice? What do you think is going on here?
I kind of can relate to her because I had a friend and I thought we were best friends since the seventh grade. And then all of a sudden, bam, she just stopped talking to me.
Ghosted you.
Yeah. And
for no reason.
For no reason. And then I saw her like about 10 years later and we exchanged phone numbers and I called her and nothing. So it was like... It's a hit to the gut and your self-esteem. But then it's like, well, I'm tired of the games. Matt, you're out of my life.
There you go. There's so many people out there in this world. Don't deal with the games and drama. And again, let them decide, hey, this isn't working for me. You don't want to be in a relationship of any kind with someone that doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. And if there's no communication on it, well, that's not a great relationship to have with someone either.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, why is this mixed... Listener texting saying, it's a cop-out. I got to find out exactly what the problem is. No, you don't.
No, don't find out what the problem is. Just let her go her way. She's selfish.
Yeah.
Just live her life.
There you go.
Let her live her life. Find a friend that she can stand by, that'll stand by her. I found a new best friend, and we're tight.
Look at you.
Well, you know what? See? Friendships take effort, but they should feel effortless.
That's
the way it should be when you have a friendship. And this seems already like way too much energy. That's probably not even worth it.
No, it's not.
All right, Linda, thank you so much for that advice.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
We'll talk to you again.
Okay, bye.
So we also have some messages coming in here to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Here's one that says, I would try to reach out once and find out the problem. If they don't respond, forget her. You can find a better girl. I will be your friend. LOL.
Hey, there you go. Let's see what your number is. Okay, maybe we can forward these text messages back and forth to each
other. Here's one that says, with friends like that, who needs enemies? Bye.
See ya.
And one final text. I would text back, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt, and maybe there is more to the story, but don't waste your time even finding out.
Nah.
They're just not worth it.
No,
they're not worth it. There's
not.
More people out there to be friends with. They're going to treat you the way that you want to be treated.
Instead of putting your energy into this former friend, put your energy into other good things.
Yes, yeah. For sure. And if you have a question that you want solved, a life dilemma, perhaps it's something like this, a relationship problem, maybe just a general question you're wondering, send it to our anonymous Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. We might be reading your question here on the air coming up on The Mix.